Christmas is but 2 days away now, and Kwanzaa starts in 3 days' time. For many, it's the happiest time of year as we celebrate with family and friends and spread good cheer to the new year. I'm David Fair, wishing you happy holidays and welcoming you to this holiday edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. With the environment in mind, there are ways to celebrate in somewhat greener ways. And even when we are generating more waste, there's opportunity to more responsibly handle it all. My guest this morning can help us do exactly that. Christine Chesler-Stoll is Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator at Recycle Ann Arbor and has become a holiday tradition unto herself on Issues of the Environment. And Christine, good morning to you, and thank you once again for joining us this time of year.
Yes, thank you for having us. We really appreciate doing this annually to remind everybody about ways to green their holidays. So thank you again for having us this year.
Well, one of the things that I have noticed is over the past couple of years, the unbelievable amount of electronics that are being given away as gifts through the holidays. It's the trajectory is unbelievable in terms of the amount of electronics that are being not only given away, but then thrown away. What kind of issue is this in terms of our environment?
It is a big issue, and you are right. The turnover of electronics, I would say, within the past 10 or 15 years has just increased. Every holiday season, somebody wants the new, you know, iPad or the new Apple Watch or whatever it is. And we just want to encourage people that, you know, think about it first. Do you really need to upgrade? Is there a better alternative? Can you upgrade software? Can you just repair what you already have? And then kind of the last effort there is if you really have to upgrade or you just want a replacement for whatever reason, make sure that you actually recycle your electronics. So at our drop-off station and our facility out on Jackson Road, we sustainably collect all electronic waste. We call it e-waste. And then we contract out with vendors to make sure that all of the components in those electronics are recycled properly, because a lot of them are made up of precious metals, different types of things that could be corrosive to the environment. So we don't want you to put them in the trash. Make sure you seek out a local option for recycling your electronics, be that us, or even some big box stores like a Best Buy have electronic recycling programs.
You know, I know one of the concerns is, whether it's an Xbox, an old cell phone, or an old computer, that there's somehow information accessible to others on that. And if we turn it in, we're not necessarily sure that our identities and all of our information are being kept safe. How can we be assured of that?
Sure. Well, with our program, what I can tell you is we do have a hard drive shredding program. So we actually could have folks that are bringing us their computers, let's say, or even their Xbox, if there's some component in there that we can clear out. You can actually use our hard drive shredding service to get rid of all of that, you know, important information before you properly recycle it with us and with our vendors.
Well, that makes
me
feel a whole lot better. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now all of these electronics that come to us come in wrapping paper, bubble wrap, and of course they come with a greeting card attached. What do we do with all of that besides put it in a garbage bag and send it to the landfill?
Yep, and I would say that's your very last option. So the nice thing is here locally in Southeast Michigan, our facilities do take bubble wrap, we do take styrofoam, we take the gift wrap paper, all of that good stuff. But what we want to encourage people to do first before seeking out the recycling option is the reuse option. So I can tell you myself, I have a basement full, a certain area full of packaging material, cardboard boxes, styrofoam bubble wrap, things that I've got.
I know who I'm calling next time I move.
There you go. You can come to my basement. So that's what we want to encourage people to do, is think about the things that you can save for yourself to use throughout the year. That way you don't have to go and purchase a cardboard box or purchase bubble wrap. You can just reuse it yourself. If for some reason you don't have the space, I've heard that from a lot of people, I don't want to, you know, keep all this in my basement, I just want to get rid of it. Well, then locally you do have options such as our drop-off station and our Jackson Road drop-off area to take those to get them recycled properly in the community. So landfill is always, almost always the last option for many holiday items.
We're talking greener holidays on 89.1 WEMU as Issues of the Environment continues with Christine Chesler-Stoll. Christine is Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator at Recycle Ann Arbor. Now, I don't know about you, Christine, but my favorite part of the holidays has to be the food.
And yes.
And we can take a greener approach to planning our holiday meals, can't we?
We definitely can. And I think with everything in the holidays, including food, it just takes a little bit of pre-planning. And what I mean by that, especially with the food waste issue, is think about who's coming to your home or where you're going, how many people are going to be there, plan a grocery list, plan a list of items that you need, be that dishware, you know, don't use disposable items
right.
if you can get away with it, use real china or compostable items if your community has a, you know, compost system for flatware, that's great too. But I think really it is about just pre-planning. Talk to your guests, see what they might bring to help out with the food. And of course, if you have leftovers, which we all love leftovers.
Yes, I do.
Then make sure that you're eating them, or if you're able to send them home with people, or of course the last option then, if your community again allows it and has it, compost those leftovers. Don't throw them in the trash. There's so many alternatives, again, to reducing it before it goes to the trash.
Well, as we lay down and try and recover from those holiday meals and the New Year's all of a sudden is upon us, we are stuck with Christmas trees, holiday mm-hmm. lights and decorations, mm-hmm. and that can be a real issue if not taken care of properly.
Yes, exactly. And again, we have some really great resources within our divisions to, if you can't fix your holiday lights, we actually have a disposal program for them, a recycling program. And our website is a good resource for the community to check out, because obviously we only have a few moments of your time here, and there's lots of details about different things that, you know, you can dispose of and recycle. And if you go to our website, recycleannarbor.org, right on the main page, there's a winter holiday reuse and recycling guide,
mm-hmm.
and that will go through almost everything you can think of, including Christmas lights, where to take them, what to do with them, and also talks about Christmas trees, and I'm referencing the real ones.
Right.
So the city of Ann Arbor actually provides that service, and they do have drop-off points beginning December 15th and running until January 31st.
When it's time to replace an artificial tree.
Ah, yes,
what do
the
we
artificial
do?
Argument.
Yes.
artificial trees are this interesting debate, you know, whether or not you even want to go that route. But if you decide to go that route and you have to get rid of your artificial tree, if it's still in good condition, you know, maybe the light's burnt out, that's okay. We would actually take that at our reuse center.
Nice.
Because there's lots of people, yeah, there's lots of people that either are tight on money or just want to purchase reuse that come to us for their holiday decorations. And we've had plenty of artificial trees donated that are in pretty good condition, but their lights don't work, and that's a simple fix. You either try and fix the lights, or you just get a new string of lights and put it on the artificial tree.
And then, of course, at the end of that cycle, you'll take the lights back.
Exactly. There you go. So full circle. That's what we appreciate.
Well, as we start to wrap up our time together, kind of an esoteric question here, but do you have a wish, an environmental wish of sorts for the new year?
That is a question I haven't been asked before, putting me on the spot, David.
Of course. That's my job.
I guess what I would honestly say with what I do for Recycle Ann Arbor, I do a lot of the education for the recycling program in the city of Ann Arbor. And I think people always are well-intended in their efforts to recycle. And sometimes that means putting everything they can think of in the recycling bin. I would encourage people for the new year, 2016, to reach out to, if you live in the city of Ann Arbor, reach out to us. If you live in a different city or township, reach out to those folks, City Hall, Township Hall, and make sure you understand exactly what you can and can't recycle in your community. I think people would be surprised to understand a little bit more about the recycling guidelines and why we have these do's and don'ts, and I think it would really help our system if people just took a spare moment to educate themselves before trying to recycle every little thing.
Thank
so
you.
That might be my wish.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate your wish, and I will encourage people to take you up
all
on
right.
it. But have
well,
yourself
you.
A happy holiday, and we will most certainly plan, if we don't talk before, we'll talk again this time next year.
All right, perfect. Thank you, David.
That is Christine Chesler-Stull. Christine is Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator at Recycle Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, expressing my holiday gratitude to each of you for making us a part of your pre-holiday plans. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and is heard each Wednesday as part of more.